Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I said during the monologue, how do you say you can't stand up for Monique, but you stood up for Paula Deen while she was losing endorsements because of evidence of a racist past, a racist husband, prejudice and bias in her establishment, credible allegations of racial discrimination, but you stood up for Paula Deen on radio, on television, and even hired her to speak at your all-male youth camp. Sir, you are a piece of work. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, I do have Monique and Sydney, her husband and manager, on the show. Monique and Sydney, hello.
Good morning,
I am glad to have both of you on the program. We got to talk about all of this, but right now, Monique, where are you today? What are you doing?
Well, I just got back from my workout from the gym.
You keeping it tight.
You know, I still got to put it in.
Yeah, every day. And you're looking great. Both of you look great. Okay.
Thank you, baby.
Let's get right into the interview that took place, because this had already happened. You knew what was coming out because they pre-record the show. And during that moment where you were explaining to Steve your issue with what happened and how he handled it, how did you think about the entire back and forth in his response, Monique?
Well, actually, what they actually aired, a lot was cut out. They cut out a lot of what I was saying, and it appears as if Steve was lecturing me or telling me how I should have handled it, but they cut out 90% of what I was saying back.
Wow.
To see it, Rashad, I was shocked, even though I was there. When I heard our brother say, the best thing you can do for poor people is not become one of them, that hurt my feelings. Because I don't think any of us were born with silver spoons in our mouths.
Right.
I don't think any of us, the ones that I know, and I've been knowing Steve Harvey a long time, I don't believe Steve Harvey came from a line of money. I believe he may be the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that struggle for his parents as well as my parents were real. So who was he speaking about?
I think he was just blabbing. I don't think he really had a point. Now he's saying that he utilized the word integrity incorrectly and he regrets that. But I went back and looked at the video again this morning. He was very sure about what he said, referencing the whole integrity for the sake of his integrity. He can't do this. And I saw your face, Monique, and I saw the disappointment, and it almost seemed as if you had tears in your eyes. Did I misread that?
Well, I didn't have tears in my eyes. What you did read was, though, it was disappointing to hear our brother speak that way.
Mm.
It was hurtful to hear him speak that way.
There's a post, and I think you put this on your IG, and I want my producer to cue this up, because it's funny at first, and then when you're looking at it, you realize how sad it actually is, the comparison. And basically, this is a comparison of an actor portraying a slave talking to another guy, and it goes back to how Steve Harvey is talking today.
Yes.
We black out here. We can't come out here and do it any kind of way we want to.
He own you. He can do anything he want with you. Ain't nothing you can do about
it. Money game. This ain't the black man's game. This ain't the white man's game.
It's
this
the is the money game.
Stretching and scrambling most of my days to get where I got.
Not sacrifice yourself. The best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them.
Now, I eat in the big house kitchen. I got pine boards on the floor of my cabin.
If I crumble, if you my crumble, children crumble, my grandchildren crumble.
And it don't take much coughing for the master to make me have a cup of corn whiskey for my medicine.
I cannot, for the sake of my integrity, stand up here and let everybody that's counting on me crumble so I can make a statement.
Now that is fine living for a nigga, and I'll be damned if any African Guinea man is gonna make me lose all I've been working for. Now you take my meat.
There are ways to win the war in a different way.
You better learn. You best learn or you're gonna get the bloody back for sure.
We black out here.
Wow.
We can't come out.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Now, how long have you known Steve, Monique?
25 plus years.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this, and I mean it. What Steve said did not surprise me coming from Steve. It didn't surprise me. Did it surprise you?
It surprised me that he was so free-flowing with it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
It surprised me that they would air that. I really didn't think they were going to add that, Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought they were going to cut some of that out because the look you were having me, that you saw with me looking at him saying, Steve, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what you're saying, brother? And a lot of what they cut out because, as he was saying about his family crumbling, and I said to Steve, and they cut this part out, I said, Steve, when my sons say to me, Mommy, we're proud of you. When my husband says to me, Mama, I'm proud of you, and I'm going to stand right here with you. That's all I need. My family is saying, we're proud of the stand that you're taking. But that was cut out for some reason, because I don't think what Steve realizes, and as my husband says, without your integrity, your family's already crumbled.
There's more. We got to go to a quick break, Monique and Sydney. But there's more I want to get into because they all of a sudden inserted, I guess in the editing, they decided it was right to keep it. They made sure that the name of Sydney, your husband and manager, was left in there.
Yes.
And Sydney, Steve Harvey basically said, you be flexing.
Address it when we come back from break.
We're going to address it on the other side of the break. We got more. I got Monique. I got Sydney. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. News and talk 1380 WAOK. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to WTVR.com, this is a CBS affiliate station, and it says why Steve Harvey says he'll take a hit for Paula Deen interview. This was in October of 2014. Remember the allegations of racism and her losing her endorsements and her show started in 2013. According to the article written by the CBS affiliate, it says Steve Harvey welcomes culinary icon Paula Deen for a sit-down interview where no topic is off limits. Steve says he will likely take a hit for his interview with Paula, but that he's not concerned with what the haters will say. Really interesting. He had a completely different attitude toward taking a hit for actress, comedian, award-winning Monique. I have Monique and her husband, Sydney. Thank you both for remaining with me today.
Thanks for having us, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, Sydney, before I go to you, let me go back to Monique for just a moment. Do you right now have any ill feelings toward Steve Harvey?
No.
Okay. Did you all speak again after that back and forth?
No, only through text.
Only through text. Okay.
Uh-huh.
You said they edited out about 90% of what you said, and it seemed as if Harvey was lecturing you. What are some of the things you said that you think may be important for folks to know?
Well, I think that just understanding the position that was being taken, and when he went into my husband and he said, Sydney can't be out here flexing like he like he, what do you say, like he do back home or like he do from where y'all, he can't be out in the street flexing. And this is what I didn't get a chance to say because Steve kept cutting me off when I was trying to address that. First, I want to start with Sidney has never been nothing but a gentleman in any of the conversations he had with anybody. But what Steve may be referring to is we were in a business meeting one time, and the gentleman we were in the business meeting with, they just happened to be Caucasian men. And they were also in business with Steve Harvey and a guy, Ty Pennington, at one time. And they began to speak to Sidney in reference to Steve Harvey's salary and what they paid Steve Harvey. And then they said, you know, and Steve, he's always on for us. And Sidney says, listen, that man and my wife, they're like family. They've been knowing each other for 25 plus years. And he's also my frat brother. We're in the same fraternity. So please, don't ever share that man's business with me again, because that's none of my business. Now, once we got finished that meeting with them, they called Steve Harvey immediately because they thought they blew the deal. Steve Harvey then invited us over to his home so we can have a face-to-face sit down. Steve Harvey then says to us, yeah, I got on the phone with that man, and they told me, you know, what they said, and they told me that you was my frat brother, and I told them sometimes frat brothers can be fanatical. Mm. And it's like, no, no one was being fanatical. We were honoring you, brother. We were respecting you. To say that's not something you do, that's not something you share with us, that's what he may be speaking about. And then there's another time where Steve Harvey called us up with the morning show on the phone. And I discussed this on the show, which they cut a lot of that out. And I said to Steve, when you called me up with the morning show on the line, without calling me personally, and you began to once again try to lecture and tell me how I should have handled my business, and my husband was on the phone with us, and he and Steve began to talk, and because he could not cut my husband off, he began to elevate in his voice and just, you know, trying to rah-rah up. And my husband, being a gentleman, said, Steve, I'm going to need you to lower your voice, brother. Let's talk to each other as gentlemen. So I'm not sure what he's referring to when he says Sidney's out here trying to flex. And Steve Harvey never aired that interview we did with the morning show. And we've asked him, Steve, air it. Let the people hear it. And he said, you got your wife out here looking crazy, dog. Well, let the people hear the interview.
How long ago was that?
This was, what would you say, about six, 7 months ago.
Okay.
And here's what I want to be clear with, because there are people who say, Monique, why are you calling these people out? And as my husband says, we're not calling anybody out. We're calling us up. Because this is why we stay in these positions, out of fear of just saying what's true and what's honest. And so when you say, do I have ill will towards Steve? No, I don't. He's still our brother. But it's these kind of conversations that we believe will bring our brother back to us.
Let me talk about the part where he decided to mention Sidney. Now, obviously, there was editing done. I don't know if there was another backstory to it. But Sidney, he put your name in this, man. How did you feel about that and the way he inserted you into the conversation?
You know what? I didn't take it personally because I likened it to what you were saying. Sometimes when a person is not really cognizant of where they're going with what it is that they're saying, they begin to say anything. Mm-hmm. If you're drowning, you'll grab anything to hold on to. And I look at it as when he's saying he can't be himself out here flexing, what he's saying is you as a human being and who you naturally are, you must change in order to be successful in Hollywood, was what it sounded like to me. And I'm comfortable taking the advice of a woman who was born in 1903 called her name was Minnie Hicks, my grandmother, who said, always be yourself. And there's a level of insult that you can't have and more empathy for a person who comes out and says, Donald Trump is a good man, but he finds the error in Monique's position towards standing up against Netflix. You have to be detailed in his mind to stand up for equality. As you so kindly played the Paula Deen piece, in conjunction with the fact of there's a piece out there in social media right now that shows Steve Harvey in his stand-up in the back in the day when he had the box haircut and the blazers that came to his knees, and he was saying, if they pay me $4 million, I will act like a monkey picking stuff off of myself. If they give me $10 million, I will come swinging in on the vine. The black community would be so mad with me, so angry, and I don't care. And at that point, what I will say is, to quote Sister Maya Angelou, when people tell you who they are, believe them.
What happens now? Do you really care to make up with Steve in some public way, or you're just going to let it be as it is?
Baby, we're willing to have a conversation with all of them in a public way, because this is how, in our humble opinion, it gets better.
Mm-hmm. And also, when you say make up, what is unique about this situation is, and people are not used to seeing, it's kind of like in the midst of Monique and Steve's conversation, and he said, we're sitting out here arguing, and she said, no, we're having a conversation. People have forgotten that you can disagree without being disagreeable.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be clear. With all that we are conveying in reference to Steve, with all that has been conveyed about Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Lee Daniels, even Brother Will Packer, in the heart of who we are, we have nothing but love for them, because as one may have their own personal bloodline siblings, these people are our brothers, and you can have and sisters, and you can have arguments with your brothers and sisters or disagreements with them and still not have anything but love. So when we say making up, it's more of a thing of, let's just tell the truth about what it is. If you can say behind closed doors that Monique's position was not wrong, then why can't you say in public that she was right? And these type of conversations that we could have, you don't understand the magnitude of it, how it could free up our community, because it then allows people to see that the individuals who they put high up on pedestals, they're just people too.
They're just people too. What I don't understand, because I try to find people's intellectual integrity, okay? And when a person has intellectual integrity, that means they're pretty consistent through and through. And I have an appreciation for that. He does not have intellectual integrity. He comes out and defends Donald Trump. He comes out and defends Paula Deen. But he criticizes Monique, but personally, privately, says that she's not wrong. I don't understand that.
Rashad, you of all people understand it, my brother. And I'm going to tell you why you understand it, because you enlighten people on a daily basis of what conditioning can do to us. They say repetition brings on retention. And we in our society have been beaten down so much that we have bought into the idea of, if you can't beat them, join them.
Let me do this. I'm coming to a heartbreak. Let me go to that break. It'll be very quick. I'm coming right back to you, Sydney and Monique, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
all right.
Baby.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. You're getting real with the realest man in the game. Ladies and gentlemen, I still have Monique and her husband and manager, Sydney. This was during, I need to play this clip of Steve Harvey, when a woman asked him, now this was a white female who had a real serious question about President Trump. And this was during the Ask Steve segment of his show. And she was so shocked by the behavior of Trump that she was thinking about actually leaving the country with her family. So this was Steve's response to this very serious audience member on his daytime show.
I want to encourage you to stay here in this country. Donald Trump is not going to be that bad. Don't run. He's going to make a Kia bring their ass over here and start building them desks and stuff in America, because he's going to make America great again.
Yeah,
let's go,
yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what you do. Stand up for Trump. Stand up for Paula Deen. Don't stand up for Monique. We got Monique and Sydney on the line. When you hear, thank you guys for staying with me. I know time is running short. When you hear Steve Harvey standing up for other people who are way more controversial than both of you, how does that make you feel?
I think that to continue from where we left off, it speaks to that when you get beaten down by the oppressor enough, you begin to try to embrace that oppressor, and you begin to try to make nice with them. And then, as you played earlier with the slave who was talking to the other slave, you're then looking at the two slaves, which the way he positioned it, it was as if Monique and he were the slaves. And he's telling the other slave, don't you mess this up for me. And something very important that was cut out. See, Monique had asked Steve on the show about how did you feel, because she saw the interview that he had done, where with all that you've done for the network that you're on, and you're trying to guide me and tell me what to do, that they never called you up to tell you that they were going to cancel your show for Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
And what they cut out was him going out and attesting that to be true and saying that that was wrong, and then speaking in reference to the white boys, treating him differently across, speaking in reference to the network, that they obviously did not air that, which at that moment he was being himself and talking freely. That is what's cut out, and that is the moment that he was agreeing with what Monique was saying all along, but was not comfortable to have that intermingle into the actual interview that took place.
Monique, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, see, I don't want to have people thinking that I don't love my brother, because I do.
Mm-hmm.
But my thoughts are, y'all were getting a chance to see it. And we can't act like we don't. We're getting a chance to see it. And when I reposted that, Rashad, it brought chills to me.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the same words.
Mm-hmm.
So when you say my thoughts, it's disheartening, because Steve's not the only one.
Right.
And we know that. But we're so afraid of losing the little that we have. We're so afraid of losing it. We'll sit back and say, oh, Monique, why are you saying anything? Because, y'all, if we don't say it, what's for the ones coming up next? What are we leaving them?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I know both of you have a lot to do. Congratulations to both Monique and Sydney. I know, Monique, you're doing your shows now. How is that coming?
Amazing, Rashad.
Great.
When I tell you, we're having so much fun over there in Vegas, baby.
Nice. I got to come out and see you. When
you
can I come see you?
Come to the SLS Hotel, Rashad, and check it out.
We're going
to
come up there and see you, Monique.
And make sure today, I'm sorry, baby, today Sydney and I are doing our show, Monique and Sydney's Open Relationship.
Yes.
Y'all can check it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
Now.
And we're going to actually be discussing Steve Harvey.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about integrity over money.
Love it. And listen, you got to be grown to tune in to your show. Y'all talk about grown folks stuff. Just understand, everyone who's listening to me, if you're not grown, that is not the place for you. But if you're grown, you're going to have a great time listening to Sydney and Monique. I appreciate you both. Much love, okay?
We love you, baby.
Take love care, you back. Brother. All right, man. Talk to you all later. 404-892-2703. Realest Man on Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.